Did you know that Gymboree Play & Music offers live online classes? Come play the virtual way. We now offer online playtime classes, and you can register for your first class for free online at gymboreeclasses.com. You're listening to the Parent Pod podcast by Gymboree Play & Music. The Parent Pod is a weekly conversation about early childhood development topics for parents with children ages 0 to 5. While the content of this show is meant to be informative, it is not meant to replace the guidance of your physician, therapist, or pediatrician. Today, we're chatting with Julia Mitchell, the founder of Gather and Bloom. As a lifelong family advocate, Julia combines research-based methods, over 12 years of time-tested experience to provide custom postpartum plans, parent education, and newborn care. Enjoy the episode. Hello, Julia. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Parent Pod.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to jump right in because I know that you cover a number of things, and I know we can chat about any and all things when it comes to newborns, when it comes to postpartum health and postpartum plans. But before we get into all of that, I was just wondering if you wanted to share with our guests a little bit about your background and then how you found yourself involved in this work.
Yeah, so I have been in the childcare industry now professionally for the last 13 years. Prior to me being a newborn care specialist, I was a high-profile travel nanny. So I had to travel all over the world and have fun with littles. But I've always really, really loved infants and newborns and that postpartum phase. So that's how I got into starting my own company called Gather and Bloom. And that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. And so when you say postpartum care, how is that any different just from newborn care? Is the postpartum care that you're talking about inclusive of mommy and postpartum mental health, for example, or is it just child-centric?
So I think it's a little bit of both. A lot of, you know, things come into play after you have a child, not only for mom, but, you know, for the other parent, whether that's dad or, you know, another mom, whether it's surrogacy, adoption. So I think it's a little bit of both, a lot of childcare, but then a lot of just making sure that, you know, each parent is okay. If they have questions, those can be answered. I know that after you have your child or any child, you feel a little bit of panic that you're not doing it right. So that's where I like to come in and just ease those concerns and that anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yes, we can all agree that, you know, at least that first child, it's like, you don't know if you're doing it right. You only want to focus on keeping the baby alive, you know?
Absolutely. Oh no, that's like the number one goal is just to make sure the baby makes it throughout the day.
No, I know. I remember when I had my daughter, I remember leaving the hospital and thinking to myself like, oh gosh, you know, the pregnancy was one thing. It's like, oh, now you have to make sure that it lives. You know, like, it's a little overwhelming, right?
Exactly. And there's so many, you know, thoughts and different things that go through your head. And, you know, especially now with our pandemic babies, you know, that's even more of a stressor and anxiety just because, like, you're not able to have your family, your friends around. You're, you know, especially at the beginning, there were a lot of families who had booked NCS care and just were super afraid to have someone in the home. So that was also a huge stressor for both the family and also, you know, my company, just trying to figure out how we can support those families who booked but were not able to get that care because we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Now this year, this past year rather, has likely presented new questions to you guys and to your company, particularly as it relates to postpartum care and newborn care. I don't know if it's an official term yet, but babies born in this past year, I believe, have been donned the coronials. And so I don't know if that's for play or if that's
a real designation in the same way there's millennials, there's Gen X, there's baby boomers. Now I'm hearing that children born within this last year, 2020, 2021 even, are going to be called the coronials. And so
my question, cute and clever.
Yeah, very clever, right? My question to you though is, you know, were there any questions or things that were unique about the ways that parents approached parenting with their newborn child in this last year that you had to encounter with your business versus years prior?
Think so. I think always the concern is baby's health and their immune system. Obviously, you know, those first couple months and even that first year, you know, their immune system is just not as strong as obviously like an adult's immune system. So it was just more of being more of a germaphobe than I am. I think the one thing that has definitely changed is the requirement to wear a mask for my entire 12-hour shift, which is very, very interesting just because that wasn't a requirement before. But I can't say anything super specific that has changed during this time.
Mm-hmm. Can you walk me through a little bit about, you know, what somebody who were to hire you on, what does that process look like? And what are some of the common questions that you guys are asked when you are onboarding new clients?
Yeah, so usually how it happens is one or two ways a family would find me is through referral, which is about 80% of where we get our clients. And then 20% is maybe through an agency or through my website. And so what it is a family will look on the website. They'll say, hey, like this is something that interests me. They'll fill out a form. Just will ask simple questions, as well as like, oh my gosh, baby's due date, if they're planning to breastfeed, so on and so forth. Once we get that, we'll look over it. We'll schedule a Zoom call, just to really get in detail about what the family is looking for and how we can be of assistance and if we are a great fit. If we are, and we both mutually agree to work with each other, an agreement is signed or sent out, a deposit is made, and then that holds your spot for care. Usually we get requests for care for 3 months on the low end, up to a year mm-hmm. on the high end. And that's either nighttime care, which includes sleep conditioning, and then sometimes there's 24/7 care. I find that more for my families who are super, super busy and travel a lot. Obviously now with what's going on, there's not too much travel, but before those actors, actresses, business CEOs, they like to do a 24-hour care. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that as far as like booking. But common questions that we get are, you know, what is a newborn care specialist versus what is a baby nurse, which is a term that they use a lot in New York and Miami. Mm-hmm. We'll get a lot of why is there a required agreement and deposit made. And then another question that we get a lot is if we're not a great fit for that family, like, can we, you know, send them referrals or point them in the right direction, which is something I like to do just because if, you know, a gather and bloom is not a great fit for you. Like, I hope to find everyone some sort of postpartum care or newborn care that works for them and their family. So I try to have a great network of individuals who do what I do as well, but would be more of a fit for that family.
I see. So, one thing I'm thinking off of the top of my head, particularly because you mentioned deposit schedule, is your service set up for families who wanted to use insurance, or is it all privately handled?
It's all privately handled. I'm really looking into insurance and how that works, just because a lot of companies now are offering like in their postpartum package or in their maternity leave package, where you can get that help through your insurance. But I think that's more on like the birth doula side as opposed to like postpartum. Mm-hmm. But that is something that we are looking into and something that we hope to offer later this year.
Now, in terms of working with the family, at what point would somebody contact you? Do they wait until the baby is born to start working with you? I know that you mentioned a moment ago about working with families or identifying pretty early on if it's just not a good fit. And so I'm just wondering if this is something you get to meet the parents or the mama in advance 2-3 months out before she has a child, or is there a requirement that the baby has to be born in home and then that's when you guys would come in and start to work with a family?
No, the sooner the better. I've had some, you know, parents who have peed on a stick and they're like, hey, okay, in 9 months, like we're having this baby, we need to book you now type of situation. I always like to say at least 3 to 6 months in advance, just because with Gather and Bloom, we are usually booked out a year in advance. But I say 3 to 6 months because that gets the parent comfortable with, you know, our presence in the home, meaning, you know, during those last couple weeks, we find ourselves doing more nursery setup and assistance, asking, you know, going over to the home where, you know, the mom may have questions and she just wants to get them all out on the table type of situation. But once the baby is there and we are inside the home, it's not as weird for the families, as opposed to, you know, already being under that stress of not having someone booked, then getting someone booked once the baby is here, to having to figure out everybody's personalities. So I always say 3 to 6 months is best for reaching out to us and getting you on the bus. Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of working with families who might have multiple children, is that something that you guys take on, or is it something where it's just one child at a time? And if you guys don't, do you happen to bring in an additional service or company to help if there are multiple children? So if somebody has twins or triplets, quads even?
Yeah. So we do singletons, twins, triplets. I haven't had quads yet. Which that I'm sure would be very, very overwhelming, not only just the parents, but, you know, just one person. I find that when it's more than two, when we're going to like 3 or 4, it's best to have a team of 2 people to come in, just because like you're still building that schedule between all of the babies. Like there's, you know, usually one baby who's more advanced than the other. You kind of want to just figure out how to get them on the same or, you know, close to the same schedule. But yes, like we completely do singletons, twins, triplets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, can you tell me, and I'm thinking about this just as, you know, obviously I have my own parenting experience, right? But I would imagine somebody in your line of work not only has really fun and interesting moments with their own child, right? But because you work with so many different families, you have the blessing of getting to see really fun, interesting, exciting moments with other families. Is there any particular moment in your career or in your line of work that really has just stayed with you, any positive memory or even something that's really funny that happened with you and a newborn baby or a mother?
Yeah, so I have a ton, but for one, I was working with a family, mom's first baby, and she was offered to go back to work when the baby was 2 months old. And she, like, I walked into the room with the baby and she's like freaking out. She's like, oh my gosh, like, what am I to do? I don't want to, you know, not take the baby with me. I want the baby to come. Like, what are we going to do? And I just remember like almost laughing just because I didn't think that she would not want us to come. And that was an option. So I just reassured her that like, we're all going to go on this adventure. Like, this is great. This is awesome. You know, congratulations. But don't freak out about the little things. Like, I will absolutely take care of everything that's on the baby's side, and we will be there. And we had the best time. Like, the baby had the best time. I mean, obviously, baby was like 2 months, but we just made it work. And I think that was one of the highlights of my career, just like being able to reassure her as a new mom and as a mom who's going back into the work field that you can do both, as long as you have a solid support system around you. And yeah, that's been one of the many highlights in my career, but I think that one sticks out the most.
I love it. Now I know that we are, you know, coming towards the end of the episode. And so I'm wondering if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to get that inaugural phone call going or to just check out some of your work, how can they find you?
Yes. Yeah, so they can find me online. My website is gatherandbloom.co. Mm-hmm. Also same on Facebook and Instagram. And there's a sleep field or a call field on the website that that parent can click on to schedule an introductory call or just really chat about what they're going through and how we can help.
Oh, I love it. And so my final question to you is if they want to actually talk to you personally and not maybe go through the page, how do they keep up with you? How do they follow you to get a sense of what your workload looks like and to get a sense of your style?
Yes. So Gather and Bloom is online, but I personally, as Julia Mitchell, am not. I feel like I'm like the only millennial who doesn't have like Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. But you can always reach out to me at my personal email, which is julia@gatherandbloom.co. I love hearing from all parents, whether you're looking to book with me or my company, or just have a question about, you know, what you're going through. If you're having trouble at 2 a.m. and you're just like, I don't know, and just want to shoot me an email, I'm absolutely happy to answer.
Thank you. For those of you guys who are at home, I hope you took note of all of the tidbits and pieces of advice that Julia was able to impart on us today. Feel free to reach out to her online. And of course, thank you so much for watching, or not watching, but listening to this episode rather, of the Parent Pod podcast. To listen to more episodes, feel free to follow us online, leave us a rating. And of course, if you want to comment on anything that we talked about today in this particular episode, go ahead and mention or tag either one of us, and we're happy to get into the comment section and address your concerns. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Parent Pod. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Parent Pod. If you enjoyed this conversation, feel free to give us a rating and to share your feedback on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.